You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
In 2023, artists Charlie Thomas, Rose Lasham, Peregrine Hyde, and Tegan Allpress travel to South Georgia, an island in the Atlantic Ocean. The journey was in honor of 100 years since the Antarctic explorer Sir Ernest Shackleton's final expedition, The Quest. The Maritime Museum said the trip allowed the artists to experience the rich wildlife and epic glacial landscape of South Georgia, where Shackleton met his fate, signifying the end of the heroic era of Antarctic exploration. I had a kōrero with two of the artists who embarked on the expedition, Peregrine Hyde and Tegan Allpress. They created art there or upon their return based on their interpretations of the remote island. This art is now part of, or will be part of, the exhibition Into Ocean and Ice, opening next week at the New Zealand Maritime Museum. First, I caught up with Hyde. He is a multidisciplinary artist based in Te Whanganui Atara, Aotearoa. His practice, which combines art and science, responds to the alarming rates of Antarctic ice melt, which reached historic lows in 2023. Hyde's work includes projected video, ice microphotography captured while on the South Georgia expedition, and an interactive microscope element. Can you begin by telling us about the expedition and sort of your experience of it?
So the expedition that we were really fortunate to go on in October of 2023 was put together by the Antarctic Heritage Trust. It was their ninth Inspiring Explorers expedition, which is basically a series of expeditions that they put on to get young people out to wild and remote, seldom visited and often vulnerable locations. And in our case, we were really fortunate to travel to the wild and remote island of South Georgia, which is right in the depths of the south of the Atlantic Sea. So if you were to look at a world map, you get, say, the bottom of South America. And then if you sort of trace your finger east across the sea for about 2,200 kilometers, you might see a tiny little fingernail-shaped island there in the ocean. That's South Georgia, where we traveled.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it was 22 young people who got to go along on that. And yeah, basically our role as young people visiting here was to see this location, learn about it, and then come back and be an advocate for these places to our communities.
Yeah, amazing. What does your artistic practice look like? What kind of art do you usually make?
Yeah, I'm a little bit left of field when it comes to my artistic practice. My artistic practice is actually experimental photography utilizing microscopes. I've been doing this for about 6 years now, sometimes in the context of science communication, but often in just explorations of abstraction and optical distortion and creating striking images of things through the microscope. So that's what I managed to get onto this expedition doing, and the series of works that I've created is all using microscopy. To add a little bit to that as well, I was also able to take some specialist audio recording equipment down with me, including a parabolic microphone that my friend designed and 3D printed, and using that microphone I got to capture some really awesome sounds of the vast, you know, collections of wildlife and everything down there. So also the exhibition that's coming up will feature some of those sounds.
Awesome. I was just going to ask, how do you think that experience sort of like impacted maybe the way that you approached your art making? Did it sort of have like an influence on the way you went forwards in making art?
Yeah, so an interesting thing, I guess, in my case is that South Georgia is a very very protected environment for a lot of good reasons. It's got a very vulnerable ecosystem, and because of that, just like here in Aotearoa, there's some pretty strict biosecurity laws which impacts all the kinds of work that can take place on the island. So in my case, a lot of what I need to do for imaging things under the microscope involves actually collecting and taking samples. So in my case, there were actually quite a bunch of restrictions on the things that I could take. So I was quite limited in what I could take, which kind of meant I had to be a bit adaptive and creative with what I got. But the wave came to me one day when I was out at sea on one of the Zodiacs, and one of the travelers who had come along with us on the expedition saw a small chunk of sea ice and actually, you know, helped me pull it out of the ocean, and we smashed it up with a hammer, and I ended up taking a lot of images of sea ice, which was initially you wouldn't expect it to be something very interesting, but it was just full of these amazing patterns and bubbles and all kinds of other microscopic details that I ended up working a lot with, and I think it really inspired me to work a lot more with optics and distortion of light and all the amazing sort of shapes and forms that you get in, you know, sea ice, which is not something that I had ever seen or experienced before.
So, yeah. Wow, that's beautiful. Can you see these images at the exhibition?
Yeah, so I've I've got six or seven works that will be displayed in print at the exhibition itself. But another thing I got to do on this expedition was create some long-form videos, some time-lapse videos of that ice slowly melting. Basically what it involved was me pulling the sea ice out of the sea, smashing it up with an ice pick, and then placing those fragments under the microscope and allowing the video to roll. The motion of the ship had these sort of moving around and shifting. So as a result of that, we've got a projection that will be on display in the exhibition, which opens next week at the New Zealand Maritime Museum, of that ice melting. I was quite inspired by the ice because we really, really saw a lot of it. Before we arrived at South Georgia, you know, it took us 7 days to get there from New Zealand. It really is a remote location, and several of those days were spent traversing the Scotia Sea, which is one of the roughest patches of water on the planet.
Wow.
We really felt it.
Yeah.
But before we saw the island, we saw these enormous icebergs, and the crew of the Magellan Explorer, the ship, and the tour company that takes people down to that part of the world, didn't expect to see so many icebergs, so that had both us and them very excited in some kinds of ways. But we eventually learned that these icebergs had come from a much larger piece of ice shelf called Iceberg A76A, which when it broke off Antarctica, it was the largest iceberg in the world.
Wow.
This is a massive ice that if it were to run up against New Zealand, it would block Cook Strait if it were able to float up that way. So this is an enormous chunk of ice. And in the weeks before we got to South Georgia, this iceberg had broken up into millions of pieces and practically surrounded the entire island. So we were seeing icebergs every day outside of our window as we were having lunch or dinner, or as we were going out in the Zodiac boats and landing on the shores of South Georgia and exploring it. So ice was always there for us to see and contemplate, but also knowing where it came from, being this enormous mass of ice that had carved off Antarctica, I think gave us a lot to think about in terms of the dramatic changes that are taking place down there right now.
Yeah, for sure. You hear about the impacts of climate change upon, you know, Antarctica and the Arctic and the animals that inhabit those places. How did it inform your perspective or your understanding being there?
Yeah, sure. I guess one thing to speak to that in some kind of way is that it's actually tremendously inspiring being there. What I mean by that is that when we arrived at South Georgia, we couldn't actually see the island initially because it was shrouded in this fog.
Yeah.
But we could hear it and we could smell it because we could hear the penguins, we could hear the seals, we could smell them from where we were, but we couldn't see them yet.
Yeah.
And that's because it truly is like this amazing bounty of wildlife. It's an incredibly dense biomass of animals that live there.
Right.
Really speaks to the volume and the capacity of this environment to be a great place for this wildlife.
Yeah.
But this wasn't always the case for South Georgia. It had seen some tremendous declines in a lot of its populations of, for instance, Antarctic fur seals in its past, when Shackleton 100 years ago would have, you know, visiting South Georgia on his final expedition, he might not have seen some of the masses of wildlife that we did because they had been depleted so significantly. Really, the reason that we saw lots of wildlife down there was because of some amazing conservation and biodiversity promoting work that has been taking place on that island for the best part of a couple of decades now, I believe. So
Right. We
were quite fortunate to see it in the state, but also, of course, it comes with this caveat that it's fragile. It might not always be that way, and particularly with the changes that are taking place in the polar regions and around the world at the moment, that might not be the case if we were to visit it in another 100 years. So it comes with a sense of responsibility and I guess, you know, forward thinking that we need to be considering for these areas.
That was Perry Hyde speaking to me about his polar expedition to the island of South Georgia. I then had a kōrero with Tegan Allpress, who is in the States at the moment, about South Georgia and her film photography. Allpress, Ngāti Whakaawe Rongowhakata, Rongowhakata is a film photographer based on the concept of Tūranga Waiwai. Here's our chat now.
Can you begin by telling us, what does your artistic practice look like as a film photographer, and did this change in the context of the expedition, or like how did you go about taking photos on Georgia Island?
Yeah, of course. I've got to be honest, I went to art school, did my 4 years of at Elam,
yeah.
And kind of got slightly burnt out of my photography practice. Doing most of my sort of university practice was all sort of grief related, and I was interested in sort of grief processes and how that sort of fits in with the concept of Tūranga Waiwai, so a place to stand, and sort of where that fits in with grief. And it was interesting going to South Georgia Island and being so sort of profoundly moved by the fragility of the environment. It sort of mimicked a lot of what I felt in my own sort of personal experiences with, like, my personal stories with grief. It was, yeah, that really took me by surprise. I wasn't expecting that. And so that was definitely the lens that I, no pun intended, the lens that I took with my process to taking the photos there. Yeah.
That's really interesting. Did the experience, do you think, have a resounding impact on your artistic approach going forwards? Or were there some, I suppose, sort of things that stuck with you when you went on with your art when you got home?
Yeah, for sure. It's been, you know, trying to sort of reconcile my artistic practice with how sort of passionate I am about environmentalism and sort of, you know, climate, the sort of climate action sphere. Like, how do I reconcile this sort of really creative part of me with that? And I hadn't sort of delved into that much during my university years. So my experience in South Georgia and the expedition has actually shown me that there is this massive opportunity to be able to combine both of those worlds and sort of, you know, do storytelling through my photography to have that sort of impact on viewers that, you know, I think can create profound change. Yeah.
Mm. Was there sort of like a moment that really resonated with you, or something that you remember from your expedition?
Yeah, there is. And I think they actually, the New Zealand Maritime Museum, have used this image of this exact moment on their website, their promo material for me, which is this really like, it's a really powerful image of me basically crying that Rose, one of the other artists in our exhibition, she took of me, and I didn't realize she was taking it of me, but it was when we first, the very first time we set foot on South Georgia, it was just this sort of, I can't even explain it. Like, it was just so, I hadn't really, you know, I try and not go into things with too big of expectation, just because, you know, I like to be open-minded and sort of open to anything. So I hadn't really, like, I'd done my research about South Georgia, and I knew sort of, you know, like the David Attenborough sort of shots and stuff, but actually being there, stepping foot, just being like all, it was just all encompassing. It was so, yeah, so that moment's really, really stuck with me. But again, it was that sort of like, I just was like knocked in the face with just this immense, like, oh my gosh, I need to protect this place. Like, this, you know, all these penguins and elephant seals as far as you could see. And it was loud and it was smelly. It was cold. It was like, I don't know. I haven't felt that alive like ever. So yeah, that definitely stuck with me. And having Rose there taking that shot is, yeah, it was pretty special.
That was artist Tegan Allpress, and before that, Perry Hyde, speaking to me about their polar expedition to the island of South Georgia in 2023. Their art will be in the exhibition Into Ocean and Ice, opening next week at the New Zealand Maritime Museum.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.